Let's talk to Amy here. You have to get out of the way, Tony. Tony, get the hell out of here. Amy, step right up. In fact, stay the whole show. Just Tony, you
yeah,
just go
Yeah,
Tony,
you're gone.
Amy Green is here, along with her fiancé, Will. Ninjas fighting lymphedema. I've never heard of lymphedema, which is good that you're here. Now we'll know what it is. Am I saying that correctly, first of all?
It's lymphedema.
Oh, there you go. And what is that?
It is a rich protein in your lymph system that's connected to your veins and your arteries that helps pump out the waste through your entire body.
Okay. Makes sense so far. Okay.
So, however, when you have lymphedema or a lymphatic disorder, the lymph nodes are not working properly, and then you have swelling like you see on my leg.
Okay.
And the fluid sits there and builds up. The protein can't be broken down, and it can't move anywhere. Therefore, it goes through your entire body and adds a lot of stress onto your organs, your heart, and such. So when you have a lymphatic issue, it makes the quality of life a whole lot harder to do.
And how long have you been dealing with this?
Well, I've had primary my entire life, and then I developed secondary when I was 20 from cancer.
Okay.
Over 100 million people have lymphedema.
Wow.
Seems kind of rare,
yeah,
but it
right.
really isn't. Over 100 million people have it. Over 10 million people in America have it alone. 50% of them is breast cancer survivors.
So you have your right leg wrapped.
Correct.
Is it always just your right leg, or does it move around your body?
Not since I had the lymph node transfer. Before that, it was in my entire body.
Mm.
I was walking around at 170.
Wow.
I weigh 130 maybe now.
Yeah.
And I still have 20 pounds of fluid left in my leg.
And is that all the time?
It fluctuates.
Okay.
I changed my lifestyle to eating healthier. I have a fitness program that I blog on my Ninjas Fighting Lymphedema Facebook page. I blog what I eat, and you just completely change your lifestyle, and the fluid retention does go down. However, you have to stay wrapped 24/7.
Because if you just took the wrap off and left it off, what would happen?
It would start to swell back up.
And so is that how big your leg is right there? Or
yes.
Do you just have a whole bunch of wrapping on it?
Well, I have 4 wraps on it now. I used to walk around with 16 wraps.
Jeez. Wow.
And I blog my workouts with the 16 wraps so you guys can see. Because I'm working on a YouTube channel, too, now for the fitness of it. But right now, it's somewhat swollen, especially the calf area. We're trying to break down the protein levels. But, yeah, this is the size of my leg.
I feel so stupid for not going to the gym. I have no excuse.
Yes. Yeah. She's got 16 wraps on. Yeah.
You're working out.
Wow. Are we weenies?
No,
holy cow.
Wow. Does it hurt like hell? Does it hurt as much as it looks like it hurts?
Pain, chronic pain is an everyday thing for me.
All over, not just where it's swollen.
All over. It's a chronic issue. My back, my hips, my legs, my side. And if you don't drink enough water, your kidneys, you just feel it everywhere.
So, life-threatening, I'm guessing, if you didn't live a certain lifestyle.
Absolutely. I was once a nurse, and when I was diagnosed with the melanoma tumor in my lymph nodes, in my right leg, they told me I could no longer be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I was pretty devastated, to say the least.
Yeah.
Removed the lymph node, and then years later, it started swelling. They told me by the time I was 35, I'd be in a wheelchair. I would be crippled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm 35, and I'm jumping out of airplanes, working out, blogging, and living my life.
Making us all feel bad.
Yes.
Right, don't feel bad. Just
We've done nothing with our lives.
I never jumped out of an airplane.
Well, I don't recommend it for everybody.
Yes.
But yes, it is life-threatening if you don't control it.
So if you have it, you know it. This isn't something like checking for breast cancer. If you know it, whether it's you or your child, you're going to know it, or here are some signs you might want to look for.
Well, because it's rare still, a lot of people are misdiagnosed all the way up to the age of their 30s.
And what are they typically misdiagnosed with?
Edema. And then the doctors want to give them a water pill.
Okay.
Which you can't take that because it's not water. It's the protein.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look for, obviously, swelling in the limb that's kind of different than your other regular edema swelling. You want to look for pitting. You want to look for the skin color.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually want to go get a test done to see if your lymph nodes are working or not. And that is where they inject dye between your fingers and toes. Does not feel good.
Yeah.
And they watch the ink go into your system and see where it moves. And if it stops, there's where your lymphatic issue is.
Wow. So what can people do to help you and other people suffering from this?
Well, I just become the co-chapter, the co-chairman for a chapter, Missouri chapter for LEARN, which is Lymphatic Education Research Network.
Yeah, I'd like to see the person who runs against you.
Really? Yeah, not a chance.
Yeah.
So I just became the co-chapter for that, or the co-chairman for that. And what we're doing is we're raising money for awareness as far as trying to get the research going, try to get people covered for garments. Like, we have to pay out of pocket for all this.
Wow. Yeah.
I paid $390 for this thing right here.
Mm. Wow.
Imagine other people who can't even.
Sure.
They're not blessed right. enough to even afford
to
that.
To afford that, right.
So what they can do is they can go to my Ninjas Fighting Lymphedema page. They can support me. I support them. I'm there. I talk to them. I talk to several hundreds of people from all over the world.
So social media, or is there a dedicated website?
We're working on a dedicated website right
okay.
now,
so right
actually.
Now, Facebook, Twitter?
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, social media, primarily Ninjas Fighting Lymphedema Facebook page.
Okay.
And I also have an email, lymphdiva81@yahoo.com, if you want to send something personal and you don't want it to be out in the public.
Sure.
I'm easily reached about
Very good. Good luck. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you. Did you get your-